Thank you for all of, in fact, to my fellow panelists for an incredibly insightful panel that I think was so packed full of thought-provoking issues. I might just add one more on the issue of the restitution to victims. Of course, as Ogi pointed out, this is not exclusive to victims of corruption, but is a repeated theme across a range of transnational organized crimes. When I was in UNODC, I was part of the team that set up the Voluntary Trust Fund for Victims of Trafficking, which was meant to be a global mechanism. You know, and some of the issues that Peter raised, I think, is that, you know, emerging technologies are creating new forms of crime for which there is no framework to discuss whether or not there's restitution for victims. And I think if I was going to comment on the world's trajectory and the sort of looking forwards, it is increasingly the case that the protection of, I think that individuals are being asked to take responsibility for the protection of themselves. That if there is any compensation to be made for any kind of damages as a result of criminal activity, it's increasingly in the hands of the private sector to provide that to individuals. So, you know, if you're a victim of cyber identity theft and your credit card is stolen and used, you don't go to the state to get your money back, you go to the credit card company. So you take your own insurance, you take private, the companies take some liability. And that fundamentally, actually, what we've described over the course of the panel is almost a bifurcation in that the state and its wealth orientate around a smaller number of people who adapt the state, its institutions, and its legal frameworks for their own protection, whereas the poor, who do not fall within that elite spectrum, get poorer and weaker, and there is very little recourse to them, which I think a lot of the environmental and land rights discussion describes. And so it's an unfortunate fact that there is only a response and a restitution to you if you can afford it.